This is a very interesting time, of course, for you all, but it is a time when you may feel like you are a person doing a particular kind of cooking. So you are adding ingredients to your life and stirring, but you are not sure what it is going to taste like at all. And of course, that is what the world around you is doing. It is a giant pot of many, many things, all turning around, all heated. And we do not know what that stew is going to look like or taste like. Now, the beauty of having a stew in your own life is that if you do not like the flavor of it, there is indeed something that you can do. The world, the stew, we are simply going to have to wait for it to finish its seemingly endless cycle, although it is not going to be endless. And that stew, we cannot control. But our stew, we have all the control in the world. If you have put everything you know into the stew and it needs more salt, you can put in salt. If it needs more pepper, you can put in more pepper. So what is going on in your life, you have power over. What is going on in the world, no. What we have spoken about this before, but of course, what we do for the world is we find what we love and respect, and we give our support to it. We give our energy to it. We, however, do not attempt to control the outcome. There is too much tumult now for us to do that. Our job is simply to be contributors to the part of the world that we want to see, where we want to see more light, where we want better things to happen. And that is what we do with the world. But now, with our own stew, that is a different thing. Because you may have many good things in your stew, but you may also have fear in your stew. And as we have spoken about before, the problem about the energy of fear is it makes you smaller, and it makes you not able to see the wider spectrum of things that are actually around you. It makes you have difficulty seeing the possibilities. And the possibilities, when they are light, and when that is your focus, that is quite a wonderful thing. But let us say that you are thinking about a situation with a friend, and perhaps there has been discord between you and the friend. At the moment that you discover that, you actually have power with that stew that you are making. But because we become afraid, as a rule, we do not see the power in that moment. But what would the power be in that moment? Let us say I am upset with a friend and I have been hurt by a friend. One of my choices is to either withdraw and collapse inside of myself and then do the famous thing we all know about, which is to spend days upon end analyzing why it went wrong. I'm sure you know how successful that is because I feel sure you have all tried that. That is one of the choices. But it is probably not a good choice. And what is your other choice? Here is the one we have not been taught, but we really want to add to our stew, as it were. We can say, this bad thing happened. It felt bad to me. I feel myself withdrawing, which is perfectly human and natural. But this is a person I care about. And so, separate and apart from what has happened here, Can I focus on my caring about that person? That does not mean that I must leap up with protestations of love and support and all, but it means I simply change my energy and say, I am going to choose to focus on my love and care for this person. I am not going to do any of the things I usually do. And the truth of it is, if I cannot speak to this person I love from fullness, from love, and from caring, I'm going to wait to speak. To be fearful and tied up and knotted up and to throw myself into this unfortunate situation, that is the last thing you need to do. There is a thing, this is a time when we wish you could all be together in person, because it is a much easier lesson to teach in person because of the energy of it. But there is a complete power in sitting in a loving place with someone you care about without a word. Sitting in the silence of love, extending support in the silence of love, holding for this situation to get better in the silence of love. It is a beautiful thing, and someday when we are all together again, we will demonstrate it for you so that you can feel it, because it is a very beautiful thing. What happens when you are going to get into the situation and fix it and do that quickly and analyze what has happened and make corrections? That tends to all come from a place of fear and upset. And so when you are communicating from that place, no matter how carefully you choose those words, that energy is not pleasant. We know that in some of your movies, which we hope you will be able to see again someday, but there will be, shall we say, a scene with a couple, and it is, as a rule, the woman who turns to the man and says, "We need to talk." And in the movies, when you see that, you can feel your own response to that. That is like, oh no, there is nothing good coming my way. And now I'm going to have to be in the fray, and perhaps you can settle it, perhaps it will help, but the tension that you feel, even from those words, is really quite remarkable. Now, we are going to have you think about redoing a communication when there is something upsetting you want to talk about. And that is to begin the communication with and match your energy with it, with a statement about love. With a statement about love. Once again, we wish we were together in person, we could demonstrate this better. But what happens is that when you enter with a statement of love, then whatever needs to be said after that is 90% less likely to hurt than if you went into what you need to say upset and fearful. It is an amazing thing, quite an amazing thing. And we can certainly talk together about that and begin to perhaps change some of our ideas about how to approach communication problems. So, given that this is the lesson for the night, we will take a few moments to speak about this together. In this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the blue energy of peace all around you. And as you breathe in peace, you exhale fear. And let the universe send a warm rain to wash away the stress of the times in which you live. Feel how gentle it is, and as it touches your shoulders and your back, let go of your burdens. Feel your crown center open and the golden light of the universe begin to pour into your body. Let it open your crown so that it is able to receive more than it ever has before of the energy and the love and the understanding that the universe sends to you. Feel the golden light flow into the third eye and open the third eye. Feel the golden light return your intuitive powers to you so that you know what you know without doubt or fear. Not only about yourself, but about the world around you. Feel the flow of golden light into your throat. And let the golden light displace any communication that take away from you, that disrespect the whole of who you are. Feel all of that removed from your throat center. Let it go. And make a place in your communication center for the words that are about your understanding of you, your compassion, for you, your support of you. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into your heart center. And feel your heart come alive. See the garden in your heart, full of colors and light and beauty. And let that golden light feed your heart center. Feel the heart awakening. And feel your heart connect to the heart of the universe that created you. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the solar plexus. And let the golden light displace any emotions you might be carrying there, any emotions that you do not wish to carry forward with you. Feel the flow of golden light into the second center. And let the strength of that light displace judgment, shame, old patterns that do not honor you or allow you to become who you truly are. Feel all of those leave your body and your energy field. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into your root. And let the golden light begin to help the root come awake and remember that it is built to help you create the life you truly want. And let that golden light flow through your whole body, through your thoughts, down your back to strengthen it. Let the golden light fill your trunk to heal you. Flow down through your arms and your hands so that your hands gather what is golden in your life and release what is not. And feel the golden light flow down through your body, down through your legs, into your feet. And allow yourself to remember the beauty and the power and the love from which you came, and to claim that again in the life you are living now. Feel the golden light extend past your body, making an outer field of magnetism that draws to you the things that are for your highest good everywhere you walk, everywhere you move. Now move your attention into your heart center. And see that there is a golden table in your heart. And there's a golden goblet, and what fills the goblet is what you need to drink to fill the center of yourself. Take this time and drink. Drink until you are full and refreshed. Strong again. Now look at the table and see that a gift has been left for you. Look easily, gently, rest the mind, allow yourself to know your gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.